I'd also like an update on what the situation is with the spot price embargo, where the reports are that the Chinese are refusing to take our shipments that are on the spot price and accusing us of ripping them off and breaking contracts and things like that. Can you give us an update on where that standoff is currently at?
I'm going to ask Sam if he will address the question of spot-priced cargoes of iron ore, in as much as you are able to respond to that, recognising that this is a very important negotiation process, not only for the company, but also because of its significance for Australia. A few words on that, Sam, in as much as you're able.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Obviously, iron ore negotiations are a very complex and involved and a lengthy process. These negotiations are particularly important due to the fact that we believe that the settlement by Vale, the Brazilian company, previously known as CVRD, didn't in fact reflect the strength of the market and from our viewpoint certainly did not reflect the significant advantage that we give the Chinese customers in terms of the freight content associated with the delivery of our ore. Our ore is the cheapest or lowest cost ore delivered into China, and we believe that our current price is not reflecting that. Hence, our request for a price increase that reflects the higher band of the Vale increase and then recognition of the freight differential on top of that. In relation to our spot contracts and the comment that Mr. Main made in relation to our breaking contracts, we have not broken any contract. In fact, we have religiously maintained the terms of our agreements. Over time, both parties have taken advantage of the terms of contracts with various options to either increase or decrease the amount associated with the contracts. In this particular case, with some of our customers in China, we have exercised minus options. That plus additional volume that we've produced has allowed us to announce back in December that we plan to ship up to 15 million tonnes of spot during this year. And in fact, in terms of that announcement that I made, we are tracking, in fact, with our spot shipments. There has been a lot of speculation and comments in the media, both about the negotiations and, in fact, in relation to the spot shipments. Some of that is accurate. Some of it, or a lot of it, is fact inaccurate and doesn't, in fact, reflect the true situation in relation to the market. But please be assured, in terms of your comments about the need for sensitivity in relation to negotiation with our customers, that we do, in fact, take a very sensitive and thoughtful approach to the negotiations. What we are seeing is part of the normal argy-bargy of the arm wrestling that goes on in relation to negotiations. And I expect that in due course it will reach a settlement that, in fact, will be satisfactory to both parties.
Thank you.